Morning show. Joining us now is the city administrator for Dundas, Minnesota, Janelle Teppin. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You had a busy night last night. You know, sometimes the council meetings are a little quieter than others, but busy time last night. Started off with a lot of good stuff in the EDA. You got some projects and presentations from the EDA. Why don't you kind of fill us in on what they had to say?
Sure. So as you might recall, the EDA in Dundas kind of reprised itself this year. And so some of these projects that we're just initiating are just in their infancy of development. And kind of gave the council, or the council who is also the EDA, an update on some of those projects. First was an update on a business survey. We're going to do a retention and expansion survey of our existing businesses. Just working on gathering email addresses. So if anybody's listening and you're a business in Dundas, feel free to reach out with an email address or we might be tracking you down. And that's intended to go out after the first of the year. Just trying to, you know, feel out, you know, start some dialogue about, you know, how they feel about where they're located in Dundas, if they need anything from us, what their future might look like, and how we might, you know, work together on kind of supporting their business growth and expansion efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Then we talked about this mapping project that our city planner has been working on, and that is to look at every property in the city and put it on a piece of paper, you know, put all the underlying layers in there that show what it's zoned, if there's sewer and water there, what it would take to develop that property. So, you know, if a little piece of property has an older homestead on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's identified as being needed to be demolished to, you know, further the development of that piece of property.
That sounds like a pretty big undertaking. Even
it
for
is.
A small town like Dundas, that's a big undertaking.
Yeah, I honestly, I can't imagine doing it, you know, in a larger community because it is a huge undertaking for little Dundas.
Now, your city planner is doing that. Who's the city planner?
His name is Nate Sparks, and we contract out that service.
Yeah. Okay.
But Nate has
that.
Been with the city for, you know, longer than I have. So,
mm-hmm. How long will that take to get that mapping done? How far along, like 80% along?
Oh, it's definitely 80% along.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, within the first quarter of next year, we should be able to put that up on our website and, you know, kind of fill out our economic development authority page on our website with mm-hmm. some really relevant information.
You also had the tax levy, the 2022 tax levy for the
yep.
ADA, and maybe you could explain to our listeners, it is a tax levying organization, or they do have taxing authority.
Right, right. So they do have taxing authority. This is the first year that Dundas has used that authority under state statute
mm-hmm.
To levy for economic development activity. And so within the general fund proposed levy for 2022 is about $32,000 because it's all based on a formula, again, set forth by state statute, based on your, you know, taxable market value of what you can take in terms of levy dollars to support economic development activities.
So will this be the first tax levy? There's no money in the past that has been carried on. I don't know if you've even needed any for the EDA, but was that taken out of the general budget as far as operating?
Yep, it's just been general fund dollars.
Okay. All right. Once again, Janelle Teppin from Dundas is with us. Now, was that it for the EDA meeting? Should we move into the regular meeting?
Sure.
Okay. You've got a presentation from Bridgewater Township. They have evidently still have some plans on a business park development, industrial park development out close to the interstate. What was the latest update on that?
So Bridgewater Township Supervisor Glenn Castor and Forest Township Supervisor Charlie Peters attended last night's meeting and updated the City Council on a joint powers agreement that they have put together and signed between those two bodies to work with Rice County on an industrial development out on 35 and basically County Road 1, and it goes north and south of County Road 1, so it's not just in that little area. But they are, you know, exploring ways to serve it with sewer and water, and whether it would be a warehouse distribution center. There's, you know, great demand for that out in the world as we, you know, all move to online shopping. So they've got some interest from some developers on moving in that direction.
Would Dundas, the city of Dundas, be involved in that in any way?
We would not.
Not be. Okay. All right. Anything else from last night's council meeting?
So, just a technical thing. The EDA adopted the levy, and then the city council approved it. And then we also talked about kind of the vision for downtown. You may recall during your frequent trips downtown Dundas.
Sure. I love downtown Dundas.
We have that piece of property right next to City Hall that is available for development. And we have a big sign out there that says, you know, we'd like to see some mixed use, whether it's commercial, retail, residential, kind of mimicking, carrying on that look and feel of downtown, a traditional older, you know, downtown with the storefront right on the sidewalk, just like City Hall was designed. And there's, you know, we have some newer council members who had just kind of wanted to hear from the other council members about their vision for that and how we might move that forward a little bit faster. We have it identified in the comprehensive plan as, you know, that it's commercial, it's mixed use, it's, you know, maybe a mix of residential. We don't want to give up any of our commercially zoned property. You know, we have a bunch of residential, you know, development and potential residential development, so we really want to keep a tight grip on our commercial property. And the council just affirmed that, you know, that's the direction that they want to keep going. So, you know, as we talk to developers, and I talk to developers, you know, a few times a month about interest in that property. And, you know, it's just going to take the right person and the right project. And I think it's going to be a great addition to downtown eventually.
Well, I would think so as well. And I think that's a pretty good chunk of real estate right there. Has anyone gotten to, by any of the developers, gone into like the next level of conversations with the city after above just showing interest?
One has, we haven't moved beyond that conversation in a couple of months, so I'm not exactly sure where they sit with it. And I have talked to another developer who says that they are ready to bring in a sketch plan for the city's consideration next week.
Right. So at what point can you... I guess at what point can you give more details on what it might be? I mean, retail or I don't know if I'm not asking you to speculate on that right now, but
I would say that when we get a proposal that is vetted by staff and then presented to the EDA, that we would be able to talk about it.
All right. We will look forward to that conversation.
As will I.
All right. Janelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
certainly appreciate it.
Jeff.
Have a happy Thanksgiving,
thanks.
And we'll talk to you again in December.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.